Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Palace Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Bears play-by-play man Jeff Joniak of WBBM Radio. And Jeff, the schedule is out. It's a big day with NFL fans. They all want to know who their team is playing. I look at the Bears schedule. They open at home against Buffalo, then a real tough stretch. Four out of five games on the road, including a game in San Francisco where it's never been fun.
No, not fun. New stadium, maybe better luck, and a brand new facility, obviously, so the Bears are often invited to open up stadiums. So that one's not a shocker. It's a Sunday night affair. But I look at the quarterbacks they're going to have to face, Larry, in the first eight games of the year, and that home opener for the San Francisco 49ers means you got to deal with a Super Bowl quarterback in Colin Kaepernick. You've got Aaron Rodgers in week four after you go to the other coast to play the New York Jets on the East Coast and a Monday night game. So that's Aaron Rodgers at Soldier Field. Then you got Cam Newton at Carolina. You got Matt Ryan in Atlanta. You also have Tom Brady at New England in week eight before the bye. And oh, by the way, you come back and you have to play out of the bye at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers. So quarterbacks are circled, especially against a defense that's revamped, rebuilt, and had struggled so poorly last year to stop teams. So that's the focus, really, in the first half of the season.
Jeff, it's interesting to me they play five games at night, the first three on the road. How tough are those going to be? You mentioned a little bit about San Francisco, but they have some difficult opponents coming up.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. Clearly, the NFL likes what the Bears have planned for 2014 and what they've done so far in the offseason and what the draft is going to bring. And this is going to be a playoff-contending team. That's what they're telling you by scheduling five games under the lights. The difficulty of going coast to coast, that's going to be really tough, week two to week three. And then you got Thanksgiving Day, okay, against Detroit. So that's a Thursday off. A game against Tampa Bay at Soldier Field against Lovie Smith and Josh McCown, what could be a very emotional game. And then you got a short week to deal with Ndamukong Suh and Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions. Then it's another Thursday with Tony Romo in prime time, and then a Monday night game after that against the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees, thankfully outdoors at Soldier Field. One other thing about the back half of the schedule, really only one indoor game, one warm weather environment in the final eight games of the year, and you wrap up at Minnesota, remember, outdoors with that new situation going on there with no Metrodome playing at the University of Minnesota.
It's a very good point, because the last time we were there, I know the Bears clinched the division title in 2010.
Yes.
That would be a nice repeat. Another thing that jumps out at me is that the first eight games, and it's kind of neat that the bye comes right in the middle. It cuts the season perfectly in half for us. First eight games, only one division game.
Yeah.
Second half of the season, seven division games.
Well, you're done with the Packers by week 10, before you even have to play Minnesota or Detroit. But then you get Detroit twice in 2 weeks, and you don't do that until week 13. The Vikings, not until week 11. So the NFL wants those games later in the season. But again, you know, you're done with Aaron Rodgers and those guys by week 10 before you even dip into the meat of the division.
Speaking of meat, you and Tom are going to be sharing some turkey, like I did.
Right.
Sharing some
very
turkey
good
up at Ford Field.
We'll be home by then. It's an early game, 11:30.
I think there's still going to be a nice spread up there for us to eat. But thing to me is jumps out. The Bears haven't played on Thanksgiving Day for a while. I believe it's since 2004 in Dallas. And in Detroit, I don't think since 1999. What are your thoughts on that and that little budding rivalry with the Bears?
It's not budding. It is, because there's a lot of distaste, obviously, between the two squads. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, how they play the game with Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley. But new coaching staff with Jim Caldwell, very respected guy. I believe they're going to make a different culture change there in terms of how they play the game, but it is a rivalry. They're a good football team, number one. Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson alone makes that offense so explosive. At a minimum, we don't even know what the draft's going to bring those guys. So that is going to be a fun game. I mean, the game in Dallas in 2004, remember, was ugly. That was an ugly game. The Bears went down to Dallas and had a tough time back in 2004, Lovie Smith's
right
first year.
They didn't have Jay Cutler then. I think it was Craig Krenzel, Chad Hutchinson, and a whole bunch of other guys trying
right
to play quarterback.
It was
so
a rough game.
That'll be interesting. Anyway, thanks, Jeff. Great talking to you about the schedule. I know it's a fun day for Bear fans, and thanks for watching us on ChicagoBears.com.